The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're young when you will not be young.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Most gentlemen, they don't like love, they just like to kick it around. Oh, most gentlemen, they can't take love, 'cause most gentlemen can't be profound. As Madame Sappho in some sonnet said, a slap and a tickle is all that that fickle male ever has on his head. Most gentlemen, they don't like love. I've been in love, so I know what I'm talking of. And tomorrow, I find they just like to kick it around. Just remember, when you get that glance, a romp and a quickie is all little Dickie means. When he speaks of romance, most gentlemen, they don't like love, they just like to kick it around. In every land, girls, they're all the same. A pounce in the clover, and then when it's over, bye. And what is your name, baby? Most gentlemen, they don't like love, they just like to kick it around. So if your boyfriend some fine night should say, I love you forever and part from you never. Now, ladies, it's your turn. Kick him. Most gentlemen, the down I love. Just like to kick it, they just like to kick it, they just like to kick it around.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words. Writing prose, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not the great answer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose anything goes. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good offers too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words. Writing prose, anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if old bars you like, if old hymns you like, if Berlin's you like, if May West you like, or me undressed you like, nobody built a false. So though I'm not the great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
Whenever skies look gray to me and the trouble begins to brew, whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries, nay, nay to me, and people declare you're through, whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on you. On your smile so sweet, so tender, when at first my kiss you declined, on the light in your eyes when you surrender, and once again our twine. And so when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes true, to prove that even wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you. I concentrate and concentrate on you.
I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Fill the cup with my baby tonight. I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. Thank you. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight, pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight, pitch the woo with my baby tonight. Brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man, you know, much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants for romance is not, 'cause it's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby, pitch the woo with my baby. Like to coo with my baby tonight, pitch the woo with my baby tonight. Brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man, you know, much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gob for his squab, a marine for his queen, a GI for his cutie pie is not, 'cause it's too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn hot.
I've got you under my skin. Thank you. I've got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart,
you're really a part
of me. I've got you. To give them, I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But darling, why should I try when I know so well I've got you under my skin? I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just a thought of you makes me stop before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come with might for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats and repeats and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin, under my skin, under my skin. I've got you under, I've got you under my skin. regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. From under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot her lover down. Oh, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. They strung her upon the old willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her she's unable to lunch today. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
I'm so pathetic that I always abound in bed. Instead of getting them off for my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I probably miss the ball. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Vendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet. You're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're top. You're Mahatma Gandhi, you're the top. You're Napoleon Branding, you're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery, your gobble salary, your cellophane. You're sublime, you're a turkey dinner, you're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's fainted soon to pop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're an arrow collar. You're the top. You're a coolie scholar. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire. You're an O'Neill drama. You're Whistler's mama. You're Camembert. You're repose, you're inferno dandy, you're the nose on the great Durante. I'm just in the way, as the French would say, de trop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're a Waldorf salad, you're the top. You're a Berlin ballad. You're the basic brand of a lady and a gent. You're an old Dutch master. You're Mrs. Astor. You're Pepsodent. You're romance. You're the steps of Russia. You're the pan on a Roxy Usher. I'm a lazy lout that's just about to stop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
But rewound the clock since the Puritans got the shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that smart is intruding and nudist parties in studio, anything goes. When a Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red to yes sir, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Max Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good, bad today, and black, white today, and days, nights today, and that gent today, you gave a cent today, once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. When Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna Sten in diction, then Anna shows, anything goes. When you hear that Lady Mendel standing up, now does a handspring landing up on her toes, anything goes.
Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got, if any brains you got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast a bit from Simmons, 'cause Franklin knows anything goes.
If ever to your woe love comes to you one day, remember what I say. I've loved, I know. Love hates the sight of tears. Love only cares for laughter. So save your tears till after love disappears. When love comes your way, take every bit of joy you can borrow. Be carefree, be gay. Forget the world and say goodbye to sorrow. Simply live for today and never think at all of tomorrow.
And of lavender, my nature's got just a dash in it. As I'm slightly undersexed, you will always find me next to some dowager who's wealthy rather than passionate. Go to one of those nightclub places, and you'll find me stretching my braces, pushing ladies with lifted faces round the floor. But I must confess to you, there are moments when I'm blue, and I ask myself, whatever I do it for. I'm a flower that blooms in the winter, sinking deeper and deeper in snow. I'm a baby who has no mother but jam. I'm a gigolo. Every morning when labor is over, to my sweet-scented lodgings I go. Take a glass from the shelf and look at myself. I'm a gigolo. I get docks and bonds from faded blondes every 25th of December. Still I'm just a pet that men forget, and only tailors remember. Yet when I see the way all the ladies treat their husbands who put up the dough, you cannot think me odd if then I thank God, I'm a gigolo. There's an old Australian bush song that Melba used to sing. A song that always cheers me when I am blue. Even Melba said this bush song was a hell of a song to sing. be quiet whilst I render it for you. When your instinct tells you that disaster is approaching you faster and faster, then be like the bluebird and sing tweet, tweet, tra-la-la-la-la-la. When you know you're headed for the jailer, don't allow the old thing to look paler, but be like the bluebird and sing tweet, tweet, tra-la-la-la-la-la. Be like the bluebird who never is blue, for he knows from his upbringing what singing can do. And though by other birdies in the boughs he may be told that his efforts are perfectly lousy, he sings on and on till his troubles are through. Tweet, tweet, tra-la-la-la-la-la. And though much wiser birds who do more thinking say each note in his throat is, to say the least, stinking, he sings on and on till his troubles are. La 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 la. There's a tale of two little orphans who were left in their uncle's care, to be reared and ruled and properly schooled till they grew to be ladies fair. But all the luckless pair, for the uncle, he was a cruel trustee, and he longed to possess their gold. So he led them then to the forest den, where he left them to die of cold. That at least is what we're told. They were two little babes in the woods, two little babes all so good, two little hearts, two little heads longed to be home in their two little beds. So two little birds built a nest where the two little babes went to rest, while the breeze, hovering nigh, sang a last lullaby to the two little babes in the woods. They were lying there in the freezing air when fortunately there appeared a rich old man in a big sedan and a very, very fancy beard. He saw those girls and cheered. Then he drove them down to New York town, where he covered them with useful things such as bonds and stocks and Paris frocks and oriental pearls and strings and a showcase full of rings. Now those two little babes in the woods are the talk of the whole neighborhood, for they've too many cars, too many clothes, too many parties, and too many bows. They have learned that the fountain of youth is a mixture of gin and vermouth. And the whole town's agreed that the last thing in speed is the two little babes in the wood.
Appetizing young love for sale. Love that's fresh and still unspoiled. Love that's only slightly soiled. Love for sale. Who will buy? Who would like to sample my supply? Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Love for sale. Let the poet's pipe of love in their childish way. I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love. Oh, love, new love, every love but true love. Love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. If you want to buy my wares, follow me and climb the stairs. Love for sale.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you. You, you, night and day. You are the one. Only you, beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling. Where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day. Night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night. Night and day. Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall.
Abide them even now and then. Than ever marry one of them, I'd rest a maiden rather. For husbands are a boring lot and only give you bother. Of course, I'm awfully glad that mother deigned to marry father. But I hate men. Of all the types I've ever met within our democracy, I hate the most the athlete with his manner bold and brassy. He may have hair upon his chest, but sister, so has Lassie. Oh, I hate men. I hate men. They should be kept like piggies in a pen. Don't wed a traveling salesman, though a tempting Tom he may be. For on your wedding night he may be off to Far Arabia. While he's away in Mandalay, 'tis thee who'll have the baby. Oh, I hate men. If thou shouldst wed a businessman, be wary, oh, be wary. He'll tell you he's detained in town on business necessary. His business is the business with his pretty secretary. Oh, I hate men. I hate men. Though roosters they, I will not play the hen. If you espouse an older man through girlish optimism, he'll always stay at home at night and make no criticism. Though you may call it love, the doctors call it rheumatism. Oh, I hate men. From all I've read alone in bed, from A to Z about them, since love is blind, then from the mind all womankind should rout them. But ladies, you must answer to, what would we do without them? Still I hate men.
Little bluebird was never said a word, starts to sing spring, spring. And the little bluebell in the bottom of the dell starts to ring, ding, ding. When a little blue clock in the middle of the park sings a tune to the moon up above, it is nature, that's all, simply telling us to fall in love. And that's why chinks do it, Japs do it, up in Lapland it laughs, do it, let's do it. That's falling down. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians, and let's do it. So let's do it. Let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it. Not to mention the Finns. Folk in Siam do it. Think of Siamese twins. Some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. So let's do it, let's fall in love. Romantic sponges, they say do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clams gains their wish do it. Even lazy jellyfish do it. So let's do it, let's fall in love. The most refined schools of cod do it, though it shocks them, I fear. Sturgeon, thank God, do it. Have some caviar, dear. In shallow shoals, Dover soles do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it. So let's do it, let's fall in love. The dragonflies in their reeds do it. Sentimental centipedes do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Mosquitoes, heaven forbid, do it. So does every katydid do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. The most refined ladybugs do it. When a gentleman calls, moths in your rugs do it. What's the use of mothballs? Locusts in trees do it. Bees do it, even overeducated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. The chimpanzees in the zoos do it. Some courageous kangaroos do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. I'm sure giraffes on the sly do it. Heavy hippopotami do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Old sloths who hang down from twigs do it, though the effort is great. Sweet guinea pigs do it. Buy a couple and wait. We know that bears in their pits do it. Even Pekingese at the Ritz do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Say you're fond of fancy things, diamond clips and emerald rings, and you want your man to come through, give him the ooh la la. When your car is asked to stop by a handsome traffic cop, lest you want a ticket or two, give him the ooh la la. If Napoleon at Waterloo, la la, had an army of debutantes to give the British the well-known ooh la la, he'd have changed the history of France. When your favorite Romeo grabs his hat and starts to go, don't reveal the fact that you're blue. Don't break down and start to boo-hoo. There's just one thing for you, la la, too, la la, do, la la. Like Tallulah, just give him the ooh la la. If Napoleon at Waterloo, la la, had an army of debutantes to give the British the well-known ooh la la, he'd have changed the history of France. When your favorite Romeo grabs his hat and starts to go, don't reveal the fact that you're blue. Don't break down and start to boo-hoo. There's just one thing for you, la la, too, la la, do, la la. Like Tallulah, just give him the ooh la la. The ooh la la. The ooh la la. Better be like Tallulah. Don't be a fooler. Give him the ooh la la.
Simply mystifies me. Oh, tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live 'neath your spell. Do that. Do that, you do so well, for you do something to me. Let nobody else can do. Oh, you do something to me. Why should it be?
love such a shattering physician, quite the best looking doctor in the state. He looked after my physical condition, and his bedside manner was great. When I'd gaze up and see him there above me, looking less like a doctor than a Turk, I was tempted to whisper, "Do you love me? Or do you merely love your work?" He said my bronchial tubes were entrancing. My epiglottis filled him with glee. He simply loved my larynx and went wild about my pharynx, but he never said he loved me. He said my epidermis was darling and found my blood as blue as could be. He went through wild ecstatics when I showed him my lymphatics, but he never said he loved me. And though no doubt it was not very smart of me, I kept on racking my soul to figure out why he loved every part of me. And yet not me as a whole. By my esophagus he was ravished, enthusiastic to a degree. He said 'twas just enormous, my appendix vermiformis, but he never said he loved me. He said my cerebellum was brilliant and my cerebrum far from NG. I know he thought a lot of my medulla oblongata, but he never said he loved me. He said my maxillaries were marvels and found my sternum stunning to see. He did a double hurdle when I shook my pelvic girdle, but he never said he loved me. He seemed amused when he first made a test of me to further his medical art, yet he refused when he fixed up the rest of me to cure that ache in my heart. I know he thought my pancreas perfect, and for my spleen was keen as could be. He said of all his sweeties, I'd the sweetest diabetes, but he never said he loved me.
Well, that was my birthday selection, and you heard Betty Carter, Most Gentlemen Don't Like Love, Jewel Melly and John Chilton's Filt Warmers, Anything Goes, Frank Sinatra, I Concentrate on You, Mel Torme, Too Darn Hot, Ella Fitzgerald, I've Got You Under My Skin and Miss Otis Regrets, and then the man himself singing You're the Top, Anything Goes, When Love Comes Your Way, I'm a Gigolo, Be Like the Bluebird, and Two Little Babes in the Wood. Then Billie Holiday, Love for Sale, Fred Astaire, Night and Day, Ann Miller, I Hate Men, Hutch, Let's Do It, Blossom Dearie, Give Him the Ooh La La, Alma Cogan, You Do Something to Me, and ending with Gertrude Lawrence and The Physician. All songs, of course, by Cole Porter, the man himself.